The question was asked, how is one supposed to treat one's sister when it comes to touch? So the general halacha is, our assumption is, that the average person is not attracted in a way that he is attracted to other women. He's not attracted to his sister. That's our assumption with regard to every person, and that's why technically it is not prohibited for brothers and sisters to touch. At the same time, as Maimonides writes, it is not an intelligent thing to do, meaning it's not something which makes any sense or there's any reason that a person should do it. If one's sister is going to be offended or whatever, so we have to know that it's not prohibited, provided that one doesn't know about himself that he is one of those unusual people who is attracted to his sister. I mean, the Talmud tells us there were people who had this and giant people who had this, and quite the contrary. We admire someone who's honest enough with himself to know that that's the way he is. It's not a person's fault if that's what's going on with him. It's just God created different people different. But the average person, if he doesn't think about it, that's not what he's thinking. The same way it is with his daughter, the same way it is with his mother, the same way it is with anyone else. So I always tell people, don't think about it and it's not a problem. Because our assumption is that anyone who doesn't think about it, that's not what he's thinking. At the same time, it's not considered an intelligent thing to do. But there are norms in a family where if suddenly a person's going to be different, then that could arouse a whole bunch of unnecessary wrath. So that's why it's important to know that basically that's the halacha. The question sometimes arises when a person does gir and his own mother does gir. Now, technically, they're not relatives, but if we still make the same assumption, people who are grew up together and everything's the same, usually the assumption is, even if she didn't do gir, that there is no such feeling towards one's own mother or sister or whatever it is, because that's just the way God created us, that normally that's not something that happens. Again, if a person for whatever reason knows that he's different, then it's forbidden. But a person doesn't have to think it's different by him, and quite the contrary. A person shouldn't even think about it. Because these are the types of things that if you start asking yourself, well, do I or don't I, or do I or don't I, then you find yourself like going crazy. So that's not the way to go. The assumption is that the average person, I shouldn't say normal, because if someone is attracted to his own sister, it's not abnormal, it's just unusual. It's not abnormal. And we don't feel like there's anything wrong with the person, quite the contrary. We just say, fine, okay, so he knows that for him it's prohibited. Should I expand on this point or we'll leave it at that? Okay. I want to expand on this point, but I want to do it off the record, so we'll do it during the break. We'll go to the back of the room. I want to expand one more point because there's a Gemara in Brachos that seems to contradict what I just said. And I want to explain what the Gemara in Brachos was talking about. So I do want to expand on this point a little bit, but it's not something I want on the web, so we'll wait with it. I apologize to our listeners. But yet there are benefits to coming here live. Yeah.